We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with the name that was not spoken in last night's State of the Union message, Jeffrey Epstein. That and the name that we learned today has turned up in FBI records missing from the Epstein files, Donald Trump. We know this because a numbered evidence log in the Ghislaine Maxwell case catalogs about 325 FBI witness interviews. But of that number, more than 90 do not appear to be present on the Justice Department's website. And three of those witness interviews are related to a woman who told agents that Jeffrey Epstein had repeatedly abused her, starting when she was approximately 13 years old. She also accused Trump of sexually assaulting her. Now, we should point out here, the president has consistently denied any wrongdoing in connection with Jeffrey Epstein, and the White House is calling the allegations, quote, false and sensationalist.
We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do.
I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. You just keep going on the Epstein files. And what the Epstein is a Democrat hoax.
The president, as you know, has been treating the files as the ultimate not guilty verdict.
I have nothing to hide. I've been exonerated. I have nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. And I've been totally exonerated. I've been totally exonerated on Epstein.
Well, you know, I'm the expert in a way because I've been totally exonerated. But I'm the one that can talk about it because I've been totally exonerated.
Well, keeping them honest, that might be easier to say if the public had access to everything the federal government has on Epstein, Maxwell, and the many powerful people they moved among. Then citizen Trump included, who again says he did nothing wrong.